Hello?
Hi, John.
Hi, this is John.
Hey, John. This is Nadine with Vocal Splash.
Oh,
I spoke with you earlier.
I was calling the number that was on the email.
Oh, were you?
He put me on hold, and then
I
said, if it was you. So that's, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I was like, you know what? I wonder if he tried calling, because sometimes if you don't put in the extension, you're going to actually get, oh, I see who it is. Let me just tell him I'm on the phone with you. It's
okay.
Tony.
Got it.
I'm on the phone with him. You can hang up. I got to talk to myself or else I'm typing something real different. Excuse me. I'm like, oh, Lord, you know, when you get to be my age, and you're agreeing with me. No, I'm just teasing.
No, well, I'm assuming you're 35. That's all.
Oh, my God bless you. You're my best friend. No, I'm 52. I'm a grandma of 12. Are you kidding me?
Oh, of 12?
Yes. But listen,
wow.
I'm a hip and I'm a fit grandma. I go to boot camp
yes,
and everything.
You are.
My grandkids laugh at me, especially my granddaughter. She's all, Grandma, you're so crazy. And I'm all, I know, honey. But I'm fun, right? She goes, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So, John, talk to me. Any questions? Did you take a look at the email I sent you?
I did.
Okay.
Everything looks good. I'm ready to go forward with it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So that first email I sent you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to also now send you the second email. Okay.
Okay.
So the pricing, like I told you, it's going to be $2.99 a month. That's a price.
Yep.
Even though it's a promotional rate, you're grandfathered into that rate. So it's never going to change on you, no matter how long you're with us. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to also send you this other one that says client dashboard analytics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all that does is gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you know how you'll be tracking your results with us. Okay, so let me send
Got
you
it.
That one. Now, so the number that we're speaking on, you're also able to receive text messages too, correct?
Correct.
On this phone? Okay.
Yeah. Can I
now,
add an additional line to that? My wife's line, because she'll most likely. Is there a bunch of back and forth or not really?
Oh, no, not really. But listen, I would love to also have your wife, you know, noted on the account because, like, let's say, for example, right? Let's just say you needed to make a change, but you couldn't call in to make the change, and you have her call in. If she's not noted on the account, they're going to say we need John to call to give us authorization.
Okay. That's definitely put on the account because
I want to mention her on there.
Okay,
perfect. So let me do this first. So on your phone number, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to also send you over two text messages. So the first text that you're going to receive is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Now, of course, I'm just what's considered, John, the lead on the account, but I always like for you to also have my information so that you have it for your records. Even though it's on the email, this is the process I do, okay, so I don't miss any steps. Now, the next text is going to have the number to our customer service department. So, John, here at our company, you're going to have a team actually that's going to be dedicated to your account, okay? Anytime.
Perfect.
You have an update, you got a change, a question, a concern, you're going to call customer service. Now, if you take a look at that second text I sent you, it's going to also have your login credentials for your client dashboard.
Got it.
So your login is always going to be your username is your phone number. Your password is going to be run clicks, and that's all one word, lowercase.
Okay.
Now, you could always change it to a password of your choice, okay, because this is one that we generate for you. I'm going to also ask you, save this number in your contacts under Local Splash John so that you never lose our phone number, okay? So please save that number. All right, perfect.
That's the number that's...
The 877. So you're going to save 877 635-6225.
Okay.
Now that, and then you already know, like, if you needed to call me, right? I can't make changes, but if you needed to call me, you put extension 623.
Okay.
Okay? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Now, let's take a look here. Okay. All right. Now, John, what is your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with us.
Yeah. Tessitore. T-E-S-S-I-T-O-R-E.
Is that Italian?
Yes.
My favorite food. I always say, I must have been Italian in my past life.
Yes.
My brother-in-law, his family's Italian. They're actually, I guess their descendants are Sicilian, right? Which they say those are the true Italians. I don't know. I don't understand how that works. But
he always tells me if I speak Italian, I say, nope.
Right? You're like, but I eat Italian food. But it's so funny because I'll let you in on this hilarious story. So, you know, we're Mexican, right? Hispanic. Mm. His family, you know, Italians eat in courses, right? The antipasta. Mm. Well, it was Thanksgiving, and his parents brought over the antipasta. And so his dad's like, well, aren't we going to eat together and say grace while we eat antipasta? He's all, Dad, they don't do it like that. They just eat the whole antipasta meal, everything. And he's like, oh, okay. So, yeah, you know us Mexicans, we do everything, you know, backwards.
And it's always an hour later. So
what are you talking about? No way. Are you kidding me? I'll tell my cousins, are you guys on Mexican time, dude? The party started I think I'm the only Mexican that's on time to anywhere. I get there early.
But I tell them,
dude, the party started at 3. It's 6 o'clock, and you think there's still going to be food? Get out of here.
Yeah.
And, John, the phone number that should be listed for your business, is that the 619-869-1298?
Yes.
Okay. And then Tessitore Concrete, that's how the business should be listed, right?
Ango INC.
Okay. Put the INC after the concrete?
Yeah, it's more professional like that.
Okay, hon. No worries. So Tessitore Concrete Inc., right?
Yep.
Beautiful. Now, let's take a look here. Okay. So where do you have the business registered at? Is it your home address?
Correct.
Okay. What's that address? So that way they know where to pin the business at on the local map.
It is 1431 Ewing, E-W-I-N-G, Drive, Chula Vista.
Uh-huh.
California.
91911?
Correct.
Okay, and I'm going to hide that address. So your address is not going to show on Google, just an FYI, okay? Because you're not a storefront.
To get a P.O. box.
And here's the thing I'm going to tell you. So Google will never verify you at a P.O. box, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they won't. So a lot of businesses are verified at their home address, but the address is hidden. Because you are not a storefront, Google doesn't want your address to show. No one goes to buy product from you. You go to their business or their home to do the work. Okay, so that's why the address won't show. So we always make sure it's hidden. Okay?
Cool.
Now, John, I want to mention your wife's name on the account to be authorized to make changes. What's her first and last name?
Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N.
Uh-huh.
Tessitore.
Okay. Authorized to make changes. Okay, beautiful. Okay. All right. Now, John, so for the payment that you're making today, the card that you're using, does it have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card?
John Tessitore.
Okay. Same billing address as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
MasterCard.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
5586-6809-5194-7613.
Expiration month and year?
0426.
And the CVV code on the back?
970.
Okay. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise, and all it's going to do is outline the service agreement. Now, in that verification, I'm going to ask you to stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, John, but you're paying monthly. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also going to state in there that if you choose to pause or cancel that account, the only thing that we're just going to ask from you is called 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay.
Right.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I do want you to stop me and just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I do want to make sure, you know, John, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Got it. Perfect.
Okay. Now, I also would like to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. You could choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And what city was that?
Bonita.
Bonita? Okay.
Yeah. Actually, technically, that's not true. It would be Chula Vista because I would move right after. So technically.
Oh, really? You're like, hold on. Let me look at my birth certificate real quick.
Yeah. Technically, it's Chula Vista.
Okay. All right. So Chula Vista. Okay. All right, now, I'm going to get the recording turned on, okay? And so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Tessitore Concrete, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner and president.
And what's your name?
John Tessitore.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, John, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, also keep in mind, John, that you might get other companies that are trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They're not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money.
Yeah.
Even if someone called you and you just weren't sure if it was us or not, always ask. Get into the habit of asking, what's my security question? Okay?
Yeah.
Because if they hang up on you, John, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Let me explain it. You always do. What we're saying here is like, look, I know you have a Yelp page, right? I know that you also have, you know, like other marketing going on, right? Aside from Yelp, do you have a website? Because I found one for you. Did you try to start one?
I have one, but, well, so essentially when I tried Yelp as advertising, they created me apparently a website, but it was just a complete scam, and all I did was get charged a bunch of money. And
okay, perfect. So, see, these are things that I see, right? So we're aware of that, okay? What we're saying here is that if you're going to do anything else aside from that, just give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. We'll take a look. We'll say, oh, okay, yeah, John, go ahead. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing, okay?
Yeah.
The reason why we ask that is because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to.
Correct. Okay? And then the only other advertising that I have is for the Nextdoor app.
Oh, so yeah, that doesn't interfere with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at all. Okay, perfect.
So.
Okay, yeah, there's the, you know, I was going to tell you, I actually found a Google Business profile page for you, but it says John Tessitore Concrete Inc. Was that a long time ago when you were in Lemon Grove or something, or La Mesa?
No, that'd be my dad.
Okay, got it. Okay. I just want to make sure that won't. Yeah, because I didn't want them to create one for you if you already had one. Okay, so that's your dad. Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
And then my brother's is relatively the same.
His, oh, my gosh.
Construction engineering. Because I'm technically third generation, and we've been around San Diego for a long time. So.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right, perfect. No worries. So just going back to that question, right?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is June 26, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, John, your second payment will be charged on July 26, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So what that means is when your term is completed, John, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I told you to save, 877-635-6225.
Yes.
Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge that day, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm just doing now, John, is I'm going to be updating your package, and then I'm going to process your payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message, and then we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. The next thing that I need to do is I need to schedule a client interview for you, and this is going to be with one of my technicians. I'd like to do it tomorrow based on your availability, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour. The appointment, you don't need to be in front of a computer, but it could take 30 to 40 minutes. Just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay? But I do want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. So let me tell you also what times I have available, okay?
Yes.
So let me take a look here. Let's see. Let me go here. Okay, so tomorrow I have the following appointments, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 11 to 12, one, looks like 2 to 3.
2 to 3.
Or what about 3 to 4? Do you want me to see if I can get you a 3 to 4?
No, 2 to 3.
2 to 3? Okay. So let me do this. Let me send you this calendar invite. Now, tomorrow, what's going to happen is we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, let's say for some reason we call you and you're in the middle of a job and you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes. Okay, John? Just pick up the phone and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes and we will call you right back. Okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment. All right? Now, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly if I'm not available. But I typically like to make myself available because I like doing the introduction. Okay? Now, we'll also send you a reminder an hour before the interview just to let you know what's coming up in the next hour. Okay? So I'm probably only going to need about maybe 5-7 minutes more, and then we'll be all set because I know it's probably been a long day for you too. So under your services, I want to go ahead and notate on some of the notes for my technicians so that they know where to start from. So let me go here. Okay, so under your services, what do you want me to notate? I mean, the obvious is concrete, right? But anything specific that you want me to put on there?
Retaining walls.
Okay.
Pavers.
Mm-hmm.
Turf. Or artificial grass.
Oh, you do that? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And put drainage. Yeah.
And that's residential and commercial?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what about Facebook? Have you created a Facebook page by chance, or do you use Facebook at all?
My wife would, or I believe I do.
Have one? Okay.
And if I don't,
we'll create the Facebook page for you. If you don't have one, let me see if I could just find something. Let me take a look here. You're going to trip out on this, but there is a John Tessitore that lives in Orange. I just found on Facebook.
Really?
And he and I have a mutual friend. I'm not even joking.
Isn't that
cool? Wow, what a trip.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize. I mean, it's not common, but it's kind of common, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have at least a personal page, right, John, on Facebook?
I thought I had her create me one a long time ago. I basically do all the marketing on Instagram. I don't know if she still does.
Why don't you do this? Confirm with your wife tonight if she has not created you a Facebook page for the business. Okay, you could create it or we could do it for you. But if we do it, we're going to need your personal Facebook so that way when we create it, you have access and ownership to that Facebook business page. No one's going to see your personal page, but it's just how they're created. So do you want to confirm that with her tonight?
Yeah,
and then during your client interview, just let the technician know, okay? And then now, are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Licensed and insured.
Okay. And then, let me do this. Yes, we'll confirm
tonight and let us know tomorrow. Wife, if she, and let us know tomorrow. Okay. Let's see here. And then website, you have a business logo, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know you have pictures, has photo, has pictures, has business logo. Okay. And, let's see. Okay. So instead of us listing your physical phone number, we could put a tracking number that's actually linked to your phone. Okay. It comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to track your phone calls and your messages. Would you be interested in a tracking number? Do you prefer that it just be your number physically listed on there? Totally
yes,
up to you.
Yeah, my number. Fine.
Okay. If at any time you change your mind and you want the tracking number, just let us know. We'll add it on there, and it doesn't cost you money, okay? We'll
okay.
just add the tracking number. And now the Facebook ads will reach up to 50 miles. Are you okay with that? Because that's the furthest they'll reach, or do you want to scale it back?
I want to scale it back. Let's do 30.
Okay, so we'll put it at 30. If you decide you want to go 40 or 50 miles later, or you want to target specific cities, just let us know, and we'll update it, okay? It doesn't cost you anything to make changes.
Okay. It's just it's hard to go that, just to look at a job and not get it. I've learned that.
Well, you know what? John, here's the thing. You're telling me, and not only that gas, I get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got to make money and make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't have to explain to me, hon. I totally get it. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's take a look here. Let me just make sure I'm adding these other notes. English, only because sometimes we have Spanish-speaking business owners, and so they want us to notate, do they need English or Spanish? Okay, so here, okay. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Text and email.
And what are your hours of operation? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
That I would receive calls.
It could be like your operating hours or the hours that you answer the phone. Totally up to you.
I would probably answer Monday through Sunday, to be honest.
Okay.
As far as
what are your typical days that you work, is what I would say.
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people check or, like, you know, on their, like, during the weekend, and I would hate to close off. Because I know how customers are. They want it, they think of a project, right, during the weekend, and then they want to call right away. They don't really
want
to
wait. Do you want me to put Monday through Sunday? It's up to you, hon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. I'll put Monday through Sunday. Like, what are your typical times?
Probably 7 to, I'll answer the phone probably till like 6.
Okay. And then what forms of payments do you accept?
Cash, check, credit card.
Do you do Zelle or Venmo?
Yeah, Zelle and Venmo. It's just usually the Zelles and Venmos that can't sell that much, but
yeah,
anyway, you can put all that so they
okay. And I mean, it's at your discretion. If at any point you want us to remove those, we can. It's not a big deal. Okay.
Yeah. Most of the time they're gonna ask.
Yeah, they're gonna still ask you, oh, what kind of payment do you take, even though it's right in front of their face, but you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're almost done here. Now there's gonna be on here, I need you to find, there's going to be 2 emails, or you could look at your text messages. I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. You might see the one first that says get your Google Business verified.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
It's okay. I need you to look at either your emails or your text messages. There's going to be two of them that I need you to find. One will say action photos needed to get your Google business verified. The other one will say initial invoice, whichever one you find first.
On the text, please reply, Google profile verify, Google
made yes.
required. Okay.
Perfect. So on here, what we do is we send you a list of items because Google requires pictures of the following. Send us a picture of your work tools and or work equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van with the license plate showing. Send us a photo of your insurance for the business, your business license, business cards you hand out, okay? On that list, send us what you can that you have pictures of, and what you don't have, don't worry about it. Like if you don't have invoices, I mean, don't worry about sending that, okay? Just send us what you can. When they talk about a workspace, you might store your tools in like your garage in the corner. Send us a picture of where you're storing them in the garage, okay? So this is what's required for us to get you verified through Google faster, okay? Now, the next one I need you to find is the one that says initial invoice, and it would have either came before or after the welcome one. And it'll say, hello, John, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Let me check my. Okay, I got the action pictures. Okay.
Well, it probably would have been.
I got welcome. No. Okay. The one before that is, this is the schedule. So.
It might be before that one.
Client dashboard. Okay, let's see here. New.
It'll say initial invoice. Let me resend it to you so that way you see it right away, because sometimes it gets buried. Let me resend it. Give me 1 second here. Okay, just sent. Give it a couple seconds and it should come through. I know sometimes it gets buried.
Yeah. Let me start doing that.
And it'll actually start off by saying, let me go back to it. Where's it at? It'll start off by saying, hello, John. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Did you resend?
I resent it.
Got it.
Got it? Okay, well, perfect.
Got the invoice part. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so it says, please keep in mind that this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. You see that?
Yep, click it.
Yes. Now, what it's going to do, John, it's going to take you to this page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
I'm on it.
Okay. Now, I want you to look towards the bottom where it says mobile phone. You see that?
Yep.
Okay. Make sure it's your phone number listed in that box.
Yep.
And then the two boxes below it, you're going to check in each box. You're going to click in each one. The first one that you're clicking in, you're agreeing to receive text messages from Local Splash. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The other one, you're saying that it's your name on the card that you provided and that all your information is true and correct.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what you're going to do is where it says sign, you're going to click in that box. You're going to type your name as it reads there. John Tessitore. You don't need to put the date.
Okay.
And then you're going to confirm your signature. Now, once you do that, John, it should take you to this page that's telling you to put your username and password.
Correct.
Okay. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. Okay. Right now, we don't have your username or password, or, well, you have the username and password right now, right? But if you try to log into it, you're not going to see anything because my technician they need to create all that. Okay.
Yeah.
We just like to send you the username and password ahead of time. Now, the last things that I want to go over with you is our timeline. Okay. So tomorrow we're going to call you between 2 and 3 o'clock. Remember to, you know, make sure you're answering calls within that hour. We'll send you the reminder an hour before. If you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and tell us so that way we can call you back. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they will call you directly if I'm not available. But I'm going to do my best to make myself available for you, okay? Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving here, okay? So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, and you can start logging in and tracking your results with us in your client dashboard. If we got to build the business Facebook page for you, that'll also be built within 5 to 7 days, okay? 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads will be live, and so will the website. It'll be visible.
Okay.
What we state in our terms and conditions with getting you verified through Google, creating the Google profile, optimizing it, and getting it on that first page, our timeline in our terms and conditions is that the promise is 30 to 45 days, John. There have been many times where I've seen it happen sooner, okay, but we're still going to promise you 30 to 45 days. Now, we're also going to send you notifications as these steps are being processed. So we're going to keep you in the loop, right? So you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay. Now your homework, ask your wife, hey, did you build the business Facebook page? If she says yes, I want you to send me the link. If you can text it to me, that's perfect. You could text it overnight. It's not a big deal. I'll get it in the morning when I come in.
Okay.
If she has not built you the business Facebook page, and you don't have a personal Facebook, ask her, hey, can you do me a personal Facebook page? Here's the thing. We don't even need you to have pictures on your personal page. You don't even have to have friends. If you don't have a personal Facebook, tell her, hey, open me up a personal Facebook just so that way they can create the one for the business for me. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's it. I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local / family. John, I am so excited for you. Super
Thanks.
Excited. Do you have any other questions for me before I let you enjoy the rest of your evening here almost? Time flies, man.
Yes,
any other questions?
Nope, that's it.
All right, my dear. Well, we will talk with you tomorrow. You have my number. If you have any questions from here to your client interview, please feel free and reach out, okay?
Thank you very much.
Have a blessed evening. Thank you.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.